From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Welcome back to TGO Radio. We are recording another video store this week on March 9th, meaning you'll probably hear it sometime in June or May or what. I'm not sure yet, but I think the whole idea this year is to record ahead, and then on July 4th, we're out.
Be done.
That's what we're shooting
for. We're out.
We're out. Anyway, this week, if you're longtime listeners of the show, of which there are none, we'll recall the first episode of this year, we watched several clips from shows. We decided on what to watch for Video Store this year, New Amsterdam and Night Courts, and then now we're going to watch the season one, episode one of So Help Me Todd, which is a CBS show and looks abysmal.
It's comedy, right?
Yes.
Well, it's billed as a comedy.
Yes.
That remains to be seen.
Yeah. It's not like no laugh track or anything like that. It's like a two camera shoot, you know.
Okay.
Like Parks and Rec, you know,
yeah.
Where there's no.
Well, yeah. You know, maybe there's a.
shut up.
I'm sorry. Jeez, what am I thinking?
Try that shit.
What am I thinking?
So help me, Todd, on TGO Radio. There is no way this episode is 42 minutes long.
What?
42:31? Oh, God. I don't know, dude.
I thought this was a half-hour show.
Me too. Oh, I don't know if we're going to do a fucking 42 minutes.
Chances are we're going to fucking tap out, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, when that furnace kicks on, it's loud.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
42 minutes. So like a vault. All right, the odds are good we tap out on it, but
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe we find something we like. Maybe it's hilarious.
It might be.
Case log A275, 21st and Johnson, corner grocery. Subject Betty Hoganson, turning down aisle 9. Approaching in 5, 4.
He's in a grocery store and he's talking into a sleeve.
3, 2. Oh, hi. Sorry. The
behind you, up there, the oat mix plus. Can you grab me one of those, please?
Sure.
Get your own fucking oat mix.
Thank you very much. You've been assessed and photographed for Ormark Cross Insurance. My name is Todd Wright, and I'm assigned your case.
What's going on? Are you a lawyer?
No. Private detective. Well, I was. Now I'm doing this. You are not wearing your neck brace. You are clearly fine, but you are still collecting disability from your employer, the Portland Airport, where you were injured while vacuuming.
I really need that money.
I'm sorry. It's just my job. I need money, too, okay?
Mom, can we get these with the SNAP card?
Please, not anymore, mommy? You fucking little bastards. The scam is over. The jig is up. The news is out. They finally found her.
The first Styx reference, maybe in show history.
Please.
You know what? We keep watching this show, and it's Babe, I'm Leaving, so fuck you.
I gotta tell you something. That was a beautiful piece of business. That was fun to watch. I don't mind telling you, that was good stuff.
All right. Delete photos. But you have to go back to work at the airport. Soon, okay? And wear your neck brace.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
And don't get that cereal, okay? Rots your teeth. And the prizes inside are total junk.
So he let the fatso go. Because she's got kids. And they've all got kids. I'm surprised they're not black kids, being that she was a fat white woman. Okay, is the first thing. So, I saw a single white mother.
With white kids?
With a white baby.
No fucking way.
Jeff?
I would have called the cops. Look, this woman has kidnapped this child. Why do you suspect that's her? She's white, fat white, the kid is white.
No, she was a skinny little white. She was really attractive, actually. Probably early 20s. But with a white baby, I could not fucking believe it. Jeff?
Jesus Christ, you're fucking speechless.
I was stunned.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you don't see that.
No.
Because black cock's taking over this country. Every white girl.
Black cock's taking over.
Every little white girl's getting fucked by a black guy.
Yeah.
And it's like you get so used to seeing little white girls or fat white girls with mixed race babies that it just kind of, but it was enough of a rarity. To see it in public, like a zoo. It was enough of a rarity to see it where I went.
Like a zoo.
It was enough of a rarity Christ. Where I went, Jesus, because that's really unusual.
Yeah.
Man. Well, I mean, she's got one white baby. So if she's lucky, she'll be able to stop at one. If she was fucking black guys, you know, it would have been, you know, four kids by three guys, you know. Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
I got to beep that out. What's the plan for after this? Are you getting hungry?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Why on show day? I had breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
But then I had to run out kind of. I had a meeting planned about 40 minutes away from work at one of our other factories at 2 o'clock. But I ended up having to go, take off for that place at lunch because I had to meet somebody else over there at the same place, talk about something. And so I didn't eat yet. And I don't know why this always happens on show day, but, yeah, I'm fucking hungry. Last week, we sat here, and I think that was half my problem through that second taping. I was so fucking hungry, I couldn't wait to get the fuck out of here. Made me fucking punchy. Would you call me? Palooka? But so I left.
I ain't your friend, Palooka.
Pack of red apples.
You heard me, Punchy.
So I left, and I really wanted a chicken sandwich from the Colonel.
Nice.
And so I made my way home down a route that I knew was going to take me past the KFC, and I fucking pull in there. And I'm like, oh, man, there's nobody in the drive-thru. Great. Dude, I am at the point now, if I pull in to a place and there's two cars in the drive-thru, I pull around. My patience is fucking razor thin anymore. I don't want to be out with people that long.
Jeff?
I don't want to sit in line.
Well.
And I ain't going in.
Well.
Fuck them. So I pull up to the speaker and I'm kind of sitting there looking. Okay, yeah, there's the chicken sandwich. And to my surprise, somebody comes on the speaker like pretty quick.
Wow.
And the conversation. Well, it's not really a conversation, but the speaker comes on and. We out of almost about everything, and before she could even explain anymore, I hit the gas and I went, because I am not in the mood for this fucking nonsense. I'm like, you know what, and I went home, and I just fucking went home, because that was really like the last fast food place I could get to easily without having to detour from going fucking home. I half-assed considered a Blizzard. There was one other stop. But I don't go to Dairy Queen and order food. I go to Dairy Queen and I get ice cream. It's not that I haven't had a chicken strip basket, which is delicious.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
yeah. I just, so I'm like, well, you know, like Blizzard for dinner at night? No, I'm fucking 300 pounds overweight as it is. I don't need another fucking Blizzard clogging up my fucking arteries.
Last summer, I pulled into a Wendy's by my work, and I wanted to get a chicken, just a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
So I go, let me get a home-style chicken sandwich with no mayo and no pickle. Okay.
Well, that's a complicated order, man.
Well, so then there's a pause, and the girl goes, can you repeat that?
What?
And I go, all right. Home-style chicken sandwich.
Home-style chicken.
No mayo.
No mayo.
No pickle.
No pickle.
There's a long pause. Then another voice comes on and says, can you repeat that? Now, by this point, I fucking have.
Oh, fuck yeah. The technologies, you know, we've only had fast food restaurants or drive-thrus for, what, 30, 40 years now. And the speakers are still fucking garbage.
So I go, home-style chicken sandwich. No mayo, no pickle, another long pause.
No way.
And the girl asks me to repeat myself, and I drove off.
Yep.
I haven't been back there since.
Nope, I won't go back.
Buddy, there are so many restaurants I can't fucking go to by my work anymore. I just can't. I can't fucking go there anymore.
Follow me for a minute. All right, follow me.
I'm following, baby.
We got... Now, I know that COVID fucked shit up, especially when it comes to restaurants and shit. And
not that they were batting 1,000 before COVID,
no,
by the way.
No,
but I know what you mean.
Yes, okay.
Things have fallen off quite considerably.
You can't... You go to a drive-thru, we're out of this, we're out of that.
It happens.
We only have small cups. We only have large cups. Okay. You pull up and the people can't make eye contact with you. They can't hold a conversation. Look, I'm not looking for small talk, but I want to say home style chicken sandwich, no pickle, no lettuce or whatever the fuck you ordered, and have somebody go, is there anything else I can get you with that, sir? No, they don't fucking know. We got fucking trains derailing all across the fucking country. You've read Atlas Shrugged. I've read Atlas Shrugged. Are they starting to fucking retire and move to Colorado? Are they? Because I want my fucking invitation.
Oh, that's good stuff right there. Anyway, so help me Todd. Season 1, episode 1. He let the fat woman
go. He let the fat woman go with her white kids.
That's how we got started. I couldn't believe she had white kids.
Yeah, this show's unbelievable already.
We're a fat white woman with two white kids.
Not this day and age,
pal. That's not happening.
Look, if you don't pay some sort of rent, I'm going to get grief from Mom. This is how you put away the hose?
It's coiled. And why is a tiny little room in your garage her concern?
She doesn't want you freeloading off of Chuck and me.
Yeah, that's why I'm paying rent. Or why I will. Next week, half. A third.
Mom, hello.
Put your brother on the phone.
No, Allison, say I'm not here. Hello, what? Hi, I'm not speaking to you.
You are coming to my new condo tonight.
And you are picking up all the boxes of crap that you left in your old room that I have now paid good money to haul across the city.
Yeah, tonight's not great, actually.
And as you well know, I don't have a lot of room over here.
You could jam some stuff in our basement.
No, Todd. You are not turning Allison's house into a dump like you did mine.
Why is the music for this show? Like someone should be sneaking through some underbrush.
Like Pink Panther-ish.
Yeah, it really is.
Got a Pink Panther vibe.
I get a vibe.
Turned your home into a dump with three boxes?
It is four boxes, and your sister and her husband have done enough for you already. Good God, Todd. Careening.
Good God, Todd.
That's what they should have called this dumb show.
Making the rest of us pick up the pieces.
You still owe me
$9,000.
Oh, I
want to
just fucking Mom. Shoot her right in the face.
Shut. She's done nothing but complain.
Remember? Just watching this the other night. Fucking Casino when they killed Maury. Remember the Jewish guy that kept busting Jimmy Conway's balls about getting the Lufthansa money and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And they fucking got in the car like they were going to go get something to eat. And fucking Joe Pesci stuffed a fucking ice pick in the back of his head. And he goes, I thought he'd never fucking shut up.
Goodfellas.
Good. I say Casino. Yeah. Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I love Goodfellas.
Oh, my God.
I thought he'd never shut the fuck up.
Thought he'd never shut the fuck up.
You Jew motherfucker, you.
You hit the FaceTime button.
I did not. I can hear you perfectly.
Yes, and I can see you. You're on video.
No, I am... Okay. I need for you to put together a plan to live an adult.
Oh, my God. Will you please shut this off? Jesus Christ.
Jeff, what's the matter?
Huh?
What's the matter?
Life.
Great. They've had three female characters. One is a fucking scofflaw scumbag, and the other two have been bitching the whole
constantly.
Time you've seen them. Yeah.
And I think that plan begins with not talking to you when things are super crappy for me. God, I lost my job.
2 years ago, and that is a mess you walked right into.
How is this helpful? And should you really be FaceTiming while driving?
I am in the parking lot of Best Buy picking up my new television set.
Oh, congrats. Must be nice. Guess you don't really need that $9,000 back, huh?
Good God. I have to get to work. But you will pick up your box.
Oh, she went right into the screen on the FaceTime. And she looks like...
Jesus. Holy shit. Planet of the Apes. You goddamn dirty ape.
You know, my son, when he was young, when he was a teenager, came up with a term for when you fart in the shower.
Yeah?
He called it... It still makes me laugh. Gorillas in the mist.
That's fucking brilliant.
And for some reason...
Gorillas in the mist.
And for some reason, that popped into my head when you said, Planet of the Apes.
Oh, God, look at her.
But you could show a movie on her forehead.
Yes, you could.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of the ape character. Dr.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. From Chimpan A to Chimpanzee.
Chimpan A to...
That's another one of my favorite Simpsons episodes when they go to New York. Ooh. God damn, that's a strong episode.
It is tonight.
Jesus Christ, I hope you get hit by a fucking truck.
All right. Jesus Christ.
Who's wrapping this couch in plastic?
I have no idea. Ask the owner, whatever his name is. Harry.
Oh. There he is. Excuse me, sir. You're wrapping this couch.
Mind your business. Help?
Yeah. No, I was addressing you as the help.
That's another great line from Archer.
Help! Help! Yes? What can we do? No,
I was addressing you as the help. So move the couch and shut your mouth.
Anything to eat back here? All I've had is like 6 gummy bears and some scotch. Still one of my favorite lines.
So anyway, they've cut to outside some old guy's house. They're moving out his couch. And the white mover, for some reason, can't mind his own business.
Sir? You're out on this couch? Excuse me.
I think he's out.
But where was he going without ever knowing the way?
Where's he going? Oh, wrap the couch. I misunderstood what he meant by wrap the couch. Yeah. Are we wrapping the couch?
Are we
for
wrapping
the
couch?
I misunderstood what he.
What did you think he was saying?
Dude, I have no fucking clue.
Well, this show really makes you want to dig in, doesn't it?
Yeah, the show really does fucking really does bring your intellectual curiosity into
the fore.
Grabbed
you by the cranium, didn't it?
And you know what was funny? You're so right on about that. But here's why it's funnier. Because
you didn't understand it, and you didn't fucking care. No, you didn't give a flying fuck what the line was.
I had no curiosity about going
right
back and seeing.
Let's
what
rewind.
It was.
I missed it, Jeff. Shut the fuck up so I can hear this. I didn't fucking care.
Nope.
Why?
Because nope.
There's you're not invested in this piece of shit. You never will be.
Oh fuck me! That was so right on.
God damn.
Kim's family here yet?
Yep. Got him in company.
Imagine that.
You can tell she's a powerful lawyer because she walks around with her shirt unbuttoned most of the way.
That is fucking Michael Jackson.
With them. Oh, by the way, the father is very crotchety today.
Of course he is. They've been stewing for 2 weeks.
Break. Yeah, he's out.
Oh, that was her husband.
Ex-husband, whoever.
Soon to be ex, and he's beating feet.
Yeah, well, fuck yeah, he's out.
He's like, I'm out.
Fucking smartest thing that oldster's done.
I'm tired of hearing this cunt fucking yell at me.
Yep.
Dress me down like I'm not a man.
Yep.
Fuck you, cunt.
Get out.
I'm walking down the street.
Hello, Harry. Where are you?
That's a series of unanswered texts.
Oh, and she's just getting madder and madder.
Oh, she's just a fucking...
Good afternoon. Kim, how are we doing today? I just want this whole thing to be over with.
This deal.
Yeah, me with this show.
Boy, fucking best line somebody ever wrote for this show.
Yeah, no doubt.
Play has been awful.
Did the prosecutor recover from his thing, the concussion?
The trial will resume on Monday.
Burr alive?
As planned. Just 3 more days.
Rudolph the Red.
I couldn't think of the fucking song he sang.
His life is in your hands, Margaret.
I will do everything.
No, I'm
I can.
Sorry. That's Citizen Kane. What's his name? Orson Welles.
Jesus
Christ.
And to clear her name. But right now, we need to refocus and go over all of our testimonies.
Quit charging me for these meetings, you fucking soul crusher.
You ready?
I didn't kill him.
Let's prove that to the jury.
And Kim's ankle monitor will be updated, so she can go to court Monday.
Good. Good. God. Nadia should be working from home.
She's still looking for witnesses who saw Kim on the bus.
She is going to have that baby all over this brand new carpeting.
Pregnant women have babies all over carpeting.
Okay, all right, I'm going to make another prediction.
Oh,
the lawyer ends up having to deliver that baby later in the show, right on the carpeting.
That's what they call...
And it's going to change her mindset. She's going to become a much more mindful...
Less cunty?
Yeah, less cunty.
Well, I think if the guy walking out on her doesn't fucking, you know...
She won't give a fuck.
Shorten her wheelbase. I don't know what the fuck will. That's cunt. But yeah, that's what they call foreshadowing, when they show you something... And they make a reference that seemingly means nothing.
Yeah.
So that woman will have that baby.
Oh, yeah.
During this
yeah,
episode.
Right there on the carpet.
I mean, we might not make it
well,
to that.
No. We'll never know.
We'll never fucking know. Because we're going to be out.
Unless they cut to a shot of the city here and then go right back to her having that baby on the carpet.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Never fucking know.
There's Todd.
I'm paying you back? I could give you $1,000 a month for 9 months, but don't cash it until... Mom, are you okay?
She has been left, and she's flabbergasted by it. She's dumbstruck by it, because apparently she doesn't know how hateable she is.
Yeah, nobody could ever leave me.
No, you're right.
Harry has. I think Harry has. I came here after work and he wasn't here. And I thought maybe he was back at the old house with the movers. But he never came. It's 10 o'clock.
He's old. Maybe he's been.
Is he on antidepressants? Then he'll never come.
In a car accident. Well, we should call the police.
He disconnected his phone and I got to looking around and the only thing that he took was a small suitcase and his laptop and...
Oh my God.
He's taken all of his pills. That box is full of his medications.
Wait, what medications?
Did you know that Harry has Parkinson's disease?
Yes, I knew. What do you mean disappeared?
He's disconnected his phone. Wait, you knew? You knew and I didn't?
You have been fighting with Mom for 2 years. How long has he been gone?
5 or 6 hours.
Todd, Harry's father killed himself.
That's an uplifting, jaunty sitcom we got going on here.
His sister is fucking hideous, by the way. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, nice tight little ass on her, though.
Like 20 years ago, he was diagnosed with brain cancer and he couldn't deal with it, so he jumped off the Fremont Bridge.
The funniest line in the show.
Let's have a conversation real quick about why, when she said that.
We laughed out loud, you and genuinely.
You and I both, unprompted, broke into laughter at the idea of a man's suicide. What the fuck is happening?
That's why we have this show, my son. Because everybody else in our life is going to look at us and go, what the fuck is wrong with you?
There was a guy with brain cancer 20 years ago. Flew himself off a bridge. Jeff and I are both like,
he never gave it another thought. Ah, you know why? Because he's got brain cancer. That's why we laughed at that.
What the fuck is the problem?
We're not right.
Oh, shit.
Best line in the show so far.
He's fucking killed himself. Ha ha.
You know why? So he wouldn't have to be on this stupid fucking show.
Must have read the script.
Hey, you've been cast in this Todd show. Oh, yeah? Hang on. I'll see you. I'll be back in a minute, maybe.
I'll be the judge of that.
Todd, I'm sorry. I'm being paged. I'll call you back as soon as I can.
Okay. No.
You know what would make that really funny? If she was at home and she was a lesbian and her girlfriend's name was Paige. And she just wanted to get off the phone, and Paige was licking her twat. Hey, look, I got to go. I'm being paged.
That might be the only version of this show I watch, frankly.
This isn't happening. This is crazy. This is bananas.
That's what the audience said watching this pilot.
And it disappear on you.
Todd, Harry might have gone off to...
No.
I'm sorry. This is unbelievable. She's now all of a sudden a completely different character.
Well, she's shocked. She's been struck unawares.
She doesn't give that much fucking about shit. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck to say. I'm getting hungry again.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Take all of your medications if your plan is to off yourself. And his laptop? No. This isn't that, okay? This is something else. And we're not going to let him get away with it. I'm not. All right. Okay. Does he have a credit card that's just his? I need a receipt for something that he bought.
The new TV. Maybe the receipt is taped up there on the top.
3752. Okay, that's an Amex card.
Todd's gonna save the day.
American Express from my address book.
Calling Amex late payment department.
No. Just call regular Amex customer service. What? Okay.
I hate you.
He's got late payments.
Uh-huh, imagine that.
Because he's a fucking dirtbag.
That's a fuck-up.
Yeah, he's a fuck-up.
Need Harry's social security number, date and city of birth, and mother's maiden name. Just write it down right here, right now. Go.
Good evening, American Express.
Oh, yes, hi. Hello.
Yes, hello. Yes, American Express, can I help you? Gee whiz.
Good evening, American Express.
Oh, good evening. This is Harry McDonald, and I just need some information about my recent purchases.
Just a moment, sir.
This is illegal. This
just
is identity.
Just a moment, sir.
Good evening.
Want me to play by the rules? You want me to find your husband?
Oh, hello? Oh, no, no, no. I can't talk right. What? Oh, my investigator, Nadia, her water broke.
Mom, get off the phone.
Wow, we fucking called that.
Boy,
one.
Did we call that.
Holy shit. So now, Nadia's going to be on maternity leave. So now Todd has to step in and be the new investigator.
And again, that's we'll never
show.
Know.
We'll never fucking get that far.
Hmm. Oh, I, no, just whatever info you have.
Is it on my carpet, for God's sakes?
Email it to my phone and
I... You don't have to say email it to your phone. If you get email on your phone, it just goes to your phone.
Mr. McDonald, I'll need your birth date and your mother's maiden name to continue.
Yes, of course. 82159 and Bottlethwaite.
And it looks like you've recently moved and changed your home address to the one in Gresham.
No, I did not move to Gresham. That's 45 minutes from here. What address do you have?
I'm sorry, I can't give you that information. Unless... you can verify that you are, in fact, Harry McDonald.
Yes, damn it, I am Harry McDonald, born in Houston, Texas, Social Security 913-861536, and I just bought a TV from Best Buy for $1,347. What the hell am I doing?
Mr. McDonald, the address I have for you is 1683 Southeast Carnola Way, Gresham 97030. But now I'll need to bring on a security advisor.
Don't hang up. Now they might contact the police or something.
Great. Let them. Harry is missing. The police can help us find him.
But then, what do we do now?
Now?
Quit being old.
Now, we drive to Gresham to find your husband.
Holy fucking dog shit, Jeff.
My God.
Jeff?
Yeah?
I fucking...
What do you got for me, champ?
Rage.
Just disgust.
Rage. Just rage.
Sick feeling in my stomach about this piece of shit.
B-Block! Todd is... they're at the new house, and Todd is Nancying across the street.
Nancy.
Sheesh. Fucking...
half, flake.
Half a man. Beat it.
It's empty. I looked in all the windows, no furniture, nothing. I could probably pick the lock and back.
No, Todd, no. That's criminal. 6 months minimum. While you were gone, I was picturing him in there. What if...
hanging from a rafter in the attic like Robin Williams.
David Carradine.
He was fucking... Yes.
He was fucking little rivulets of cum dribbling out the end of his dick.
He was fucking hanging in the closet with a belt around his neck. Just trying to get that nut, baby.
God damn right.
God damn right.
He hung himself in that garage.
What up, but,
like Bradley Cooper in that Madonna movie, Starborn.
No one,
like
what?
Bradley Cooper in the Lady Gaga movie, A Star is Born. And why would he send his bills to a house where he's dead? That doesn't make any sense. It's Allison.
Don't answer that. I don't want anyone in the family to know what's going on.
You know I'm in the family, right?
Hang up.
Fine.
So what do we do now? Sit here, waiting?
Yeah.
We have no other leads. He is linked to this house.
Tell you what, I got a tip for you. Watch the new Night Court show. That'll entertain you for a while.
Oh.
He has to sleep somewhere tonight.
This is insane. I mean, this seat is filthy. What's all this junk down here?
Shut the fuck. That's why he left you. Shut your mouth.
You're at my feet. Is that a telescope?
It's a lens for a camera, a long lens.
Todd, without your license, you are not allowed to work as a private detective in the city.
Yes, I know that. Thank you very much, Mother. I am just finding people and taking photos for health insurance companies, okay? Pays the bills. Almost.
I had hoped that you would get out of this field altogether, considering...
I had hoped you'd get out of this field. Oh, never mind. We weren't doing that.
I hate you.
I don't care.
I know.
I don't care.
I know.
It's my one true gift.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
The amount of trouble you got yourself into.
Mom, I am a private detective.
You were.
It is all I've
it's
ever
private
wanted to be.
Dick. Say it right.
We were very young.
I am a private dick.
Tell you how long ago this was. Me, you, and your sister were sitting in the front room at your mom and dad's. They had a laser disc player.
Yep.
We were very, very young, God damn it.
So I still have that laser disc.
Do you really?
Fuck yeah, I do.
And we were watching something, and one of the guys goes, "Hey, so he's a private dick." And we lost our minds.
Flash forward, you and I sit here and still laugh at shit like that.
Yeah, well, we'll quit laughing at it when it stops being funny.
You gave me that copy of Harriet the Spy when I was 9, and I am very, very good at this job. Whoa. And if it weren't for me, you would still be in your empty condo alone with no idea where your husband is.
What a cuck of a man. It couldn't be that James Bond book. No, it's got to be Harriet the fucking Spy.
Yeah. Ian Fleming. Nope.
Jesus Christ. Nope, Harriet the Spy.
I got a whole theory.
I got the whole Nancy Drew series.
I got a whole theory of human existence that's built around testosterone or the lack of it.
Yeah.
And we can talk about that. It's going to be for a different show, but I'm talking everything is attached to it. Political affiliation. You know, I'm telling you, it's all testosterone. I'm convinced of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Where we are, which is nowhere.
That's her vibrator, by the way, for the listener. Can you imagine? All right, Todd, keep your eyes open. I got to fucking dill to this cunt. It's like a fucking like a weed whacker that's getting the fucking, getting into the tall
to
weeds.
The tall,
you know, I'm talking about, oh yeah, buddy.
Fucking fighting for its life.
Oh.
Who was having a baby on the phone?
Oh, that's Nadia. She's the investigator on my current case. You remember my sorority sister, Celia?
No.
And her daughter, Kim?
No.
Don, Kim, no. We tried to set you up with her once, but she thought you were weird. She has now been accused of murdering her boss.
Oh, great. That's nice.
He sexually assaulted her at the office Christmas party.
Oh.
Anyway,
you know what? What are office Christmas parties for?
Nothing like a good old Christmas party rape to get your fucking brain centered, man.
Yeah, get that fucking spiked eggnog in you.
Get that nut.
Fucking go get that nut.
Boss leaves the party a few hours later, goes to the rooftop of a nearby parking garage, and is shot to death sitting in his car.
Oh. But she didn't do it?
No forensic evidence, no gunpowder, nothing. Though,
oh,
she did.
You know what? Private Dick Todd is going to figure this one out for his mom and win her over.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And again, we'll never know.
Not once, but she lost it 2 years ago when she moved back in with her parents. In any event, we're trying to nail down witnesses who saw her on the bus before the trial resumes on Monday.
Resumes?
Yes. The state prosecutor fell down the stairs in his home and...
quote unquote, fell down the stairs.
Gave himself a serious concussion, so the judge granted them a 2-week continuance.
He has a serious concussion and he's coming back to work in 2 weeks?
Yes.
I've tracked down a few concussed people, and if you've really got one, you're on strict bed rest for a month minimum.
So the state prosecutor is a liar.
What's the name of this concussion guy?
Christopher Barrett.
Christopher Barrett.
So you're going to look him up on your phone. Wonderful. Your generation is addicted to your devices.
Oh, his daughter was a TikTok, of course.
Then Beat Mode and podcasts.
Oh, yes. There. Oh, hello, Mr. Serious Concussion Man. Mom, take a look at this.
What is this? What is she doing? Is that...
Turning me on is what she's doing.
Stupid, sexy teenagers.
Exactly.
Talk, talk?
Talk, talk.
Is that him?
Called it doc, doc.
That's him exercising. What's that, 6, 7, 8 days ago? Looks fine to me.
But then, this is a lie.
That's a lawyer that's lying? That's hard to fucking feature.
I cannot believe it.
Come on.
Jesus Christ, the writing on the show just gets worse and worse.
If he is not injured, then they are stalling.
What?
illicit lawyer tactics?
Say it ain't fucking so.
My God.
They are waiting for a piece of evidence that they don't have so that they... We have to get down to the courthouse right now. Start the car. Oh, my God. It's 2 in the morning. Oh, God. But then who's going to stay here to watch the house for Harry?
Here, hold this. These burners could be our eyes. Disposable phones, Mom.
He's got a fucking glove box full of burner phones.
Well, I mean, you'll find your best quality people have a lot of burner phones hanging around.
This place is closed.
But by law, the records room has to be attended 24 hours a day. And if you play your cards right, you just might get in there. Damn it. Okay, you stay here. I'll go around front. Can I help you?
Yes. I am Inspector Clip with the Portland Gas Company, and someone has reported a leak in the records room. So...
Why can't you just say who you are? Why do you have to be a habitual fucking liar?
So help me, Todd, if you lie one more time.
Zoinks.
So I just need access to that so I can check on it.
A gas leak? Todd,
mm-hmm. He rips a fart. Yeah, there's a gas leak. Yeah.
What did she open the door for, this dumb coos?
Oh, it's a gas leak. Yeah, let him in.
How are you, Jenny Theater?
The new guard let me in.
Uh-huh.
Edgar,
mm-hmm.
Will you please let us into the records room? I have a pressing matter. And this is my son, Todd.
Oh, so he's not with the gas company.
No. Well, you're not going to fuck her either, Todd, because, you know, you're a fucking douche.
She's fuckable, too, this girl.
Yeah, you know.
Hi.
Years of my life down here filing and sorting briefs. Once I passed the bar, I got my nails done.
I have never passed a bar. Fuck you. Sober fucking cunt.
He's always stopping in for a drink is what he's saying.
I drink a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I know. I've been with you in public before.
Never break another one. Pulling files.
Ah, found it right here.
Okay, bring it. Right. So this is my case. Now I want you to flip to the evidence log in the back. How many pieces of evidence have been logged and tagged? Is the back flap, yes, red
Nine.
Box? Nine. Okay, same here. Maybe not new evidence. Try the front flap, gray box. How many witnesses?
Witnesses 15.
15? 15,
no, 15. No, 1, 5, 15.
Okay, 13, 14, 15, 16. They're introducing a new witness.
Isn't that something that happens?
Yes, but they are required to file weeks in advance and inform me. Witness OA16. They must have found someone after the start of the trial, and they're
no
filing
shit.
A secret because...
Oh, you fucking figured that one out, Sherlock.
Well, no shit.
No shit.
Want me to find out?
Dr. Zayas has cracked the case.
So, like, someone who saw her kill him.
She didn't kill him, Todd.
Someone who thinks they saw her kill him.
Witness OA16. Witness in possession of a VEX 800 MP9. What is
MP9 it? MP9 is a kind of digital video file. Like, from a security camera. So they have a new witness who has a video of something bad for you.
Something bad enough to make them fake an injury and slow down the case.
Are you sure she didn't kill him?
Todd, what did you touch?
That's not me, I don't... Oh, wait, no, that's my phone. It's the burners, the cameras that we left. There's activity at that house.
Who was that? Was that Harry?
He's locking the door. What does he have... in his hands?
That's a bunch of rope and a fucking some concrete blocks
and a pen and a paper. Goodbye, cruel world.
Beat it. Fucking au revoir, son of brain cancer.
No, you know what? He's got Parkinson's. You wouldn't be able to read the note.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? He's not going to hang himself because he will not be able to successfully tie a fucking knot.
He's not
going to
be able to tie that knot.
Jesus Christ, it'd be a goddamn mess.
So help me.
Here, fuck it. Let me do it.
So help me not.
What is that?
It's a baby.
That's not Harry. Who the hell was that?
Dracula, I don't know.
C-Block! Wait, is this the B-Block or C-Block?
I fucking, who knows?
Yeah, you're right.
How about the shit block?
Our in-house investigator, Lyle, who is remarkably precise, is right down there.
Oh, that's a good jam. What's... fuck.
I can't hear it anymore, so...
all right.
What's a good song? Let me turn it off.
All right, Durant. Fucking... Ball buster.
Please don't rewind this, God.
I want you to hear this song.
Our in-house investigator, Lyle, who is remarkably precise, is right down there. He can get you access to the RMLS website, and maybe you can find out more about that house that Harry...
What that is. Yeah, I know what that is. That's, shit.
You do not.
I do.
You do not.
I do.
No.
No, I do.
No, you don't.
What's the bet?
You don't.
You don't.
You don't. No.
I got it.
I got it.
You ready?
Yes.
You fucking fat-fingered idiots.
Need a dialing wand, do you?
Just mash your palm.
To request a special dialing wand, please mash the keyboard with your palm.
All right, with the ads. God! Oh, fuck. Jesus. Remember when the internet was fun and free? I fucking do. That's it, baby.
What is it?
Spoon, I Turn My Camera On is the name of the song.
By who?
Spoon.
I used to think you had good taste in music.
It's a good jam, fuck you. And I knew it, so kiss my fat white ass.
Fair enough.
Gresham.
Mom, it's okay.
Dude, we're 16 and a half minutes into the show. We're fucking...
That's it? No, I'm not kidding. Are you serious?
What do you
That's
mean?
It?
We're blowing right through this show. What do you mean?
It feels like I've been watching this for days.
I'll find him, I promise.
I find.
I find cocksuckers. I find cocksuckers who steal fucking dope.
I'll find those cocksuckers.
I'll find those cocksuckers.
Kim will be here any minute. And I do not let my personal life interfere with my work.
That's good jam. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's all right.
Hey, morning.
Good morning, everybody. He really is half a man.
Oh, he really is. He's a fucking
he's
idiot.
He's got a testosterone deficit. There's a real thing happening
he's
here.
He's going to shove a fucking donut in his mouth. Ain't even your donut. You don't work there.
Yeah,
leave him alone.
What are you doing?
Hey, are you Lyle? I need access to the RMLS property info database.
And you are?
Todd. Wright.
My mother, Margaret Wright, is a partner here, so she's basically your boss.
Your mother is not my boss. I'm an employee of the firm, answering only to the bylaws of the corporation. None of us share investigative database access with non-employees.
Okay.
Nor with former investigators stripped of their licenses following criminal charges for illegal wiretapping and forgery.
I had nothing to do with the forgery.
Oh, I remember your defense. You were seduced and deceived by your mentor. You thought you were equal partners in your little detective agency, and you had no idea she was making you the fall guy for her criminal activities.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, your mother could keep you out of jail, but she can't force you into my office. Good day.
Look, Kit, I just need information about a house.
I said good day.
Yeah, I said good day, sir.
It's personal. For my mom. Personal searches are strictly forbidden.
And so is eating in my office. Crumbs, get out.
Fucking uppity fucking minority.
Nick, you're gay. Be gay. Be gay. You ever see that scene from Mom?
I don't think so.
That show Zooey Deschanel was on?
No.
She lives with a bunch of guys. It's called New Girl.
Yeah, okay.
She lives with a bunch of guys, but she's on a date with another guy, and she's trying to, you know, she doesn't want her to know that she lives with her ex-boyfriend. Mm. So she tells the new guy that the ex-boyfriend is gay. Yeah. So she busts into the apartment and goes, Nick, you're gay. Be gay. Be gay.
Nick, you're gay.
Huh?
You're gay. Be gay. Be gay. Be gay.
Be gay.
I just had to make sure these animals flush. Oh. Not you, you fastidious queen.
Oh, you must be Nick.
Well, friends call me Gay Nick.
What I thought of when I saw that black guy, the fastidious queen.
Is he gay?
Who?
The black guy.
Well.
Oh, fuck. He's got a 1970s dustbuster.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, my God. Wow. Todd.
She's attractive. Holy smokes.
Hi.
Susan. Hi. You.
Can I come on your face?
Jesus Christ, is she pretty? Wow. Woof.
Work for my mother?
I work with your mother. Wow, I haven't seen you since we...
We? Since you? I mean, I didn't...
Okay,
I would
since
never...
I...
You were the... I mean,
well, it ended.
I didn't... You're married.
Oh, engaged.
Not happily, so... Want to fuck or what?
Just last month. Peter.
Peter, cool.
Peter Puffer? Am I right?
You know, I have to tell you that your mom is such a wonderful woman. She's so encouraging and supportive.
I'd
like for you to support my balls with your fucking chin. Wow.
Support my nutsack with your tongue.
Ooh, wee. I mean, they're heavy at this age. I won't lie to you, but can I get a tongue workout?
Okay.
You know, you can get my balls and the head of my cock in your mouth at the same time now.
Now? Just stuff it in there. How hungry are you? Because I got some, you know. Oof.
Listen, maybe you'd be...
Listen!
...willing to do my mother a little favor. You see, there's this house in Gresham.
Kim is my girlfriend. Her house arrest should be at my place. She says you just crying. He's yelling all day.
Who the hell do you think you are? She's my daughter, damn it.
Kim, both of you, please stop fighting. Walter, Nikki, go somewhere else, please. They're just upset.
Just don't say
oh, I'm sorry. Is it still on?
Just relax, Kim. Relax.
It's fucking Orson Welles.
Oh, fucking
Rosebud.
Angry Orson's right in the middle of it with his daughter and her dykey girlfriend. The girlfriend, by the way, is clearly the guy in the relationship. They've well established that. By the way, it was the girlfriend that killed the fucking guy, not the daughter. It's spoiler alert.
You know what? I have no idea what's going on in the show because I have not kept up with the fucking storylines. It's how little I care about this piece of shit show.
I only wanted to protect her.
And that is our secret, okay? If anyone can get her off, it's this bitch lawyer that Celia hired. Just keep it.
Good morning.
I want to thank you all for coming back in on such short notice.
I have discovered that the prosecution has a new witness.
And this witness may possess security camera footage that incriminates Kim. Now,
Kim, we've been through this many times, but when you...
Did you kill him? Did you do it?
I am,
You done?
I am...
Are you done?
Just about on the verge of tapping out.
How many minutes left in this monstrosity?
On the file? I see.
We're fucking just halfway 22. Through. Jesus Christ.
There's 22 and a half minutes left.
Nope.
I don't think we're going to get there.
I'm getting old, and I need those 22 minutes. Fair enough?
You know what?
What?
Fair enough.
Fair enough. I'm going to start using that at work when people that really annoy me start talking to me. It's like, look, I'm old and I need this time. I need these minutes, all right? So fucking wrap this shit up. Let's go.
So good. I'm old and I need these
And I need these minutes.
Oh, shit.
What a fucking piece of dog shit this is.
It's not CBS's strongest moment, I think, is what we're...
Left the party. Did you go straight to the bus stop, or did you go into or near any buildings?
No.
She was home by 12:30, Mar. I heard her come in.
Is there any chance anyone saw you with a gun that night? I know you lost your gun.
2 years ago. My God, what is going on here? I am the victim, not him.
Oh, here you are.
Hi.
Hi, I got the info that you wanted. That house is a rental owned by Lodging and Rental Incorporated.
Thank you.
That's their info. It's really for your mom?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm actually helping her with the...
You just needed me to get her on Lyle, didn't you? Yeah, just kind of put me in an awkward position with him.
I'm sorry, I lost my PI license and I can't run my own municipal searches. But you like to...
Play by the rules.
Right, and
yeah.
I'm... No, don't. I'm not... I'm not... Can I just... I'm sorry. Thank you.
I'm just... No,
thank you.
What does she look like?
Velma?
No. I hope she's been nude in something. Because I'm going to try to find out later tonight.
Of course you are.
After you're gone, I'm going to lube up my fist and go to Pornhub.
Going to change the oil on your Johnson?
Oh, lube up my fist.
give it a little Jiffy Lube, huh?
Oh, boy.
You a lube guy? You don't fucking go dry?
No. I gotta go dry because I'm not trying to spend all night. I'm trying to come. All right? I'm not.
So you're a lube guy, you said?
No. I'm a dry.
You're a dry guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I gotta come.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to spend 45 minutes doing this. You know? I gotta drop my load and get the fuck out. I am training my cock to really disappoint the next woman I'm with.
Training.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it already went pro at that.
Let's get Kylie on the phone. Let's find out. Let's call her. Listen, we're recording. Here's the thing. Lube up my fist.
Don't you think that's enough hand lotion, Brian? No.
No, sir.
No.
I know what I like. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I want it like I'm fucking a camel's mouth.
Oh, gritty.
Yeah.
Fucking a camel's nostril. Gross.
Dry jerking. Get you that load. I'm not trying to tease myself. I'm just trying to, no.
Just fucking very businesslike. Get it done. Get it out of the way so I can go to bed.
Yeah, would you fucking, let's hurry up and get this nut so I can fucking take a nap?
Look, I got some sleep apnea to fucking get to.
I fucking am going to die in my sleep. There is no doubt about that. The dry jerk is where it's at. I'm not trying to, you know.
Wasn't there a 50s song? Dry jerk. Oh, that was Cool Jerk. Never mind. I'm sorry. Well, that's when you do it with fucking Vicks fucking VapoRub.
When I was a teenager.
Oh, no.
Hang on.
You mentioned Vicks VapoRub. Hey, when I was a teenager.
No, now wait a minute. I was taking a shower with a girl as a teenager, and she put toothpaste in her mouth.
Oh, no.
And sucked my dick.
How was that?
Well, it was a little warm.
Bet it was.
Yeah.
Didn't feel good, did it?
No. Uh-uh.
No.
Nope.
Just smack around a little bit?
It still fucked her because I was a champ, you know?
That's right.
That's right.
What a boy. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I don't think either one of us, you know, we were so young, we just, you know, there's something fun to do.
Yeah.
You know, because she needed that, maybe, because my cock probably tasted like fucking.
Just stick a toothbrush up her twat. How's it feel?
Sourdough bread or whatever. Oh, shit. Who's texting me? You're here. He's wrong numbering me. Oh, anyway. I think we're tapping out on So Help Me Todd.
That's right? A nice still shot, though, behind you. You're right. She is cute.
She's very pretty. And, you know,
She pulls that nerd look off well.
Yeah. I hope she is a regular character because she probably needs the money or
whatever.
Are
you watching this show?
No, are you out of your fucking mind?
Well, then what do you give a fuck if she's a regular character?
Well, I want her to get regular. I want her to be working.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's very pretty.
What do you give a fuck?
You know what? You're right.
Exactly.
What the fuck do I care if an actor is working?
What do you care? All you care about is if she's done some nude shit.
Oh, well, I'm going to find out.
I know you will.
I'm going to find out.
You know why? Because you're the fucking champ.
That's right. Champ of.
Chump? Champ?
All right. Listen, I think we're tapping out on something.
Yeah,
well, right?
No,
we're done.
I could give a shit less what happens to this stupid show and its stupid characters.
Well, we had fun, though.
Oh, we had a lot of fun. Loads of fun.
Well, it's about to be loads of fun.
Tons of fun.
As soon as I find her nudes from fucking earlier in her career. So
get that fist lubed up.
Oh, buddy, I can't tell you how far away I am from the ability to jerk my rod to some fucking celebrity nudes. 35 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
30 years, but not now.
Not now.
No.
No.
I'm jaded. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
I'll seek it out. And if there are some, I'll be like, oh, that's, you know, maybe I'll save a picture or two just to have them. But like,
it's over.
It's over, Johnny.
It's over.
Yeah.
And the fucking show then.
All right.
It's over.
Oh, show's over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The show's over.
All right. Then that's it.
That's it. Oh, fucking goodbye.
And we'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, yeah, show's over? Huh.